Hey friend, welcome to Milk and Honey with Lemon. The Bible says in Numbers 14:8, and if the Lord is pleased with us, he will bring us safely into that land and give it to us. It is a rich land flowing with milk and honey. On this podcast, we talk about stepping into that overflow that God has for us by becoming those ultimate Proverbs 31 women. Hey, I'm Lemon. I am just like you, sister friend. I knew God had something more in store for me, but I couldn't see a way out of the laundry piles. And frankly, I resented that Proverbs 31 woman. How was I going to live up to the hype? That is until I found out how to really step into becoming this Proverbs 31 woman through leadership development. In this podcast, you're going to find financial freedom, leadership growth, and motivation so you'll be able to do all the things God has called you to do with ease and really step into that land of milk and honey. Welcome back to the Milk and Honey podcast. I'm your host, Lemon Price, and I'm excited this week because I want to talk about something that I've just been thinking about a lot lately. Isn't that so fun? I think having a podcast is so fun because I get to share whatever it is the Lord has been like speaking to me about, whatever he's put on my heart. And it's really fun that I get to share that with you. And then you guys come back and tell me how it's impacted your life, which I think is really cool. So with that being said, I want to talk about obedience this week and doing things even when you don't want to do them, because it's really painfully obvious that this is what the Lord has called you to do. I'm going to tell you like a couple of examples that have happened in my life where I'm like, I don't think this is for me. And God, you're going to do it anyway. And then I have a choice to make. And that's really what this sort of comes down to, is we have a choice to make. Are we going to be obedient? Or are we not? And so I'm just going to like start at the very beginning of some choices that I've made and how they have worked out for me by being obedient to things that I didn't necessarily want to do in any way, shape, or form. When I was leaving my own agency that I had built, I mean, we were very successful, things were great, and I left for a whole lot of reasons that I won't get into. Maybe one day I will, but we're not going to get into those reasons now. And so I left my own agency and was like, what am I going to do? And so I was in school getting my master's in apologetics and theology at the time. I learned a lot about the apologetics community, which that's a whole other episode that I could do on that community as a whole. And so that's, I went back to blogging. I went back to doing the things I knew how to do and didn't know what this looked like for me, had no clue what I was going to do. And so that is when Molly Trotter Gomez approached me and she said, hey, do you want to be a part of our community? It was Girl Power Alliance then. We're now more Kingdom Alliance because we have men coming in too, which is really fun. But she asked me, do you want to be a part of this? And I said, no, absolutely not. I do not want to be a part of what you're doing. And of course, Molly was so good and she continued to be my friend and pour into me. And I didn't want to do it because I have a master's degree in marketing. I was in the C-suite at 26 with a tech company. I ran my own business and legitimately ran my own business. Like I designed the logo. I assumed the risk. That is really the definition of being an entrepreneur, is you're assuming the risk for the business. And I didn't see that with network marketers. Like when they would tell me they have their own business, I'm like, you don't though. Like you don't have, and I still feel this way. Now, do I treat network marketing like a business? 1000%. But it's not technically your own business. I don't decide the pricing at GPA. I didn't pick the logo. I didn't pick the color scheme. I don't decide who the speakers are going to be. Like, I don't decide any of that. I don't have to do customer service. Like, I don't have to do any of those things. With that, because of my background, I really hated the network marketing industry. I hated the whole thing. And I talked about this on the Girl Power Alliance podcast back in September of 2022. I hated the industry. And I don't know that there was somebody out there who actually hated network marketing more than I did, to be perfectly honest. I thought it was scammy. I thought it was gross. I definitely had people, and I'm sure you've gotten this, the hey girl, hey message, hey hun, especially from people you like went to high school with in elementary school, people you don't speak to at all. I get cold DMs all the time from people. And so I remember one time I actually got, and I've said this on the podcast before, but one time I actually got a copy and paste message from somebody, and you knew, but it was her whole script. Like she accidentally copied the whole thing. And it was like, if your person responds this way, respond with this. if they respond this way, you respond with this. Like, I got her whole script. The name was wrong. Like, it was bad. And I was so turned off from the whole industry. So when Molly approached me, I'm like, absolutely not. I want nothing to do with this. And all of my friends told me it was going to be the worst decision of my whole entire life. And I was like, yeah, you're probably right, actually. Like, I would rather do this on my own. I think this is a really bad decision for me. So I was truly dead set against getting involved in network marketing at all. I was like, I'm never going to do this. And like I said, when Molly approached me, I was like, absolutely not. I'm not going to do this. My friends told me not to do it. My husband, who also didn't like network marketing because of his own experiences, he was like, yeah, I fully expected him, honestly, to tell me not. Like, I was looking for validation because I always talk to my husband about anything before I do it, even if it's something small. Like, I talked to my husband about spending $33 the other day. Did we have the money? 100%. Was it going to break our bank? No. But did I talk to him anyway out of like respect and I want his opinion? For sure. I don't invest in anything without talking to him. And so I bring this to him and I'm like, you'll never believe this. This crazy girl, Molly, she asked me to join her network marketing company. She's a founder of the company or whatever. And so I was telling him everything that Molly was telling me and my thoughts and opinions from my friends. And I expected him to agree, fully expected him to agree. And my husband said to me, he said, do you want to do this by yourself? Or are you looking to have Kingdom Impact? What are you trying to do? And I was like, dang, I hate when husbands say something so profound like that. Like, of course I want to have impact. Of course that's the goal. It's why I teach courses. It's why I write a blog. It's why I podcast now. Like, all those things are meant for impact. And I came to GPA, I mean, fully kicking and screaming. And I took it to God and I'm like, is this what you want me to do in this season? Is this something you want me to explore? What is this? And it was a very solid confirmation. Like, yes, take the leap. Take the leap. And we didn't have the money when I joined at all. I had given up my agency. And so our income dropped substantially when I stopped bringing in regular paychecks. And I had to shift some bills from paying them on the 1st to maybe paying them on the 15th. Like, things got adjusted. But it was clear confirmation. This is where I'm supposed to be. So I came here kicking and screaming. I wanted nothing to do with it. I wasn't sure this was the place for me. But I said, fine, I'm going to do it, Lord. If this is where you want me, this is what I'm going to do. And I cannot begin to tell you what a blessing that has been in my life. And not just like financially. Because it has been a blessing. For sure, it has been a blessing. It paid for my husband and I to take a spontaneous trip to Orlando 2 weeks ago. And things like, it's paid for a lot of things, which I'm, again, eternally grateful for. But it has also provided more growth and opportunity in my life than I could even imagine. My relationship with the Lord is so different. The trust I have in the Lord is so different. I feel like I actually understand Him a whole lot better than I used to. I have grown in so many incredible ways. I've done things that terrify me. I have traveled. I went to California twice last year. I went to Texas. I am planning to go on a cruise with GPA, which if you ever want to know how to earn a free cruise, then shoot me a message on Instagram and I'll tell you how easy it is to earn a free cruise. But like, I'm doing things. My growth is so much. So that people who've known me for years have come to me and said, what are you doing? And I tell them, and they're like, great, I want in because of the growth I've seen in you. I'm so different. I've learned so much about myself. I've tested my leadership. Everything about me is different than it used to be. And so even if there weren't the trips, even if there wasn't the financial incentive, I would still be here because I have grown in ways that I will never be able to truly articulate. And we're not even a full 2 years in. And so I can only imagine what 5 years from now looks like, 10 years from now looks like. And to think that I almost missed out on this because of my own bias, because of my own hangups about the industry and what they were doing, like take the network marketing piece outside of it. The resources and the growth and the speakers and the training are beyond worth it. And I did. I came here kicking and screaming. I'm like, I don't think this is for me, Lord. And He was like, it's for you. And so then that takes me to some other things that have happened this year. So last November of 2022, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. God always wakes me up at 3 a.m. Always. And we have the most intense conversations at 3 a.m. And this particular time, I argued with the Lord so much. We had a full argument where woke me up and said it was time to start podcasting. And I said, absolutely not. And it was like a deep, absolutely not. I'm not doing this. I had done it in 2018. And I've said this before, do not look it up. You cannot find it. It's scrubbed from the internet everywhere. It was the worst podcast to probably ever exist on planet Earth. It was so bad. It was so bad. And so when the Lord told me I was going to podcast again, I was like, no, I immediately went back to this girl in 2018 who started a podcast. I was going through a divorce. My business was brand new. I mean, I had been freelancing and doing things for a long time, but like fully living off of my own business was new. I mean, 3 weeks old type of new. And I'm like, and I thought I knew everything. And I was like, I am so talented. I was 27. And so I started this podcast and it was just bad. It was so bad. I had no clear direction. It was a bad time. It was a bad experience. And I apologize to anybody who was ever on that podcast because it was so awful. And so when the Lord told me I was going to podcast again, I immediately reverted back to 27-year-old me who was completely broken, who was newer in her faith. I was saved at 24. And so I'm like a baby Christian. And I'm like, it was a bad time. And so I immediately went back to this version of me instead of 32-year-old me who had grown exponentially and had done a tremendous amount of work on myself and who I've become. And my relationship with the Lord is different. And I'm obviously married to the love of my life. And that's not to say we don't have our challenges, but I was like, finally, I said, all right, Lord, I'll do it. But again, we really wrestled on doing this podcast. And he reminded me that I had everything I needed, that I had been equipped all, like he had been equipping me this whole time to do this podcast. And so my office was full of equipment to podcast because my husband went to school for audio engineering and production, and it was just a part of his tuition. And so I had a full office of high quality microphones, and I had a very expensive, what do you call it? An interface. And I had all of these things in my office. My husband had already bought me a ring light and all these. I have everything that I could ever want and need in my office to start a good podcast. And the Lord reminded me that I was not the same person, that I'd been transformed, that I've learned new things, that I am in a radically different place. And so finally I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to do it. I'm going to start this podcast. And again, we went back and forth and I didn't know what it looked like. It was not on my radar to start podcasting at all. And so I'm like, what do you want me to podcast on, Lord? What do you want me to talk about? And so we ended up here on biblical leadership and really the way that looks as being Proverbs 31 women, which I'm excited. My friend Jenna is getting ready to launch a podcast called Beyond Proverbs 31 that you're going to want to check out. So good. But really looking at the whole person, how am I showing up in my household? How am I showing up in friendships? How am I showing up online? How am I showing up in the podcast, on my team, when I'm training corporately? Like, how am I showing up in all of these places? And what is stewarding each of these areas with excellence look like? And that's where we landed with this podcast, which I've been so grateful for. I've learned so much even doing the podcast. And so again, I start this podcast that I didn't necessarily want to do. And so I started it in January of 2023. I launched the second week in January, second or third week, whatever, the 15th, 16th, somewhere in that time frame. And so I start the podcast. That is when we found out that we were going to be doing a Kingdom Speaker Academy. So I ended up in two rounds of the Kingdom Speaker Academy, became a certified speaker, which I'm so excited for. We just started our third round last Tuesday. If you message me today, you could get into the Kingdom Speaker Academy because our Kingdom Speaker Academy graduates are guaranteed paid speaking gigs. So that's like a whole other thing that has happened. I went from, and again, it's a part of GPA that I didn't want to join. I didn't want to join GPA. I came kicking and screaming. From being a GPA, I became a certified biblical life and leadership coach, and then became a certified speaker. From all of the training and things that I've developed, I started this podcast. Then, right, Kingdom Speaker Academy comes out. I do that twice, become a certified speaker. Now we have the option to become paid speakers, which is amazing. I'm like, that's a blessing that came from this. But I was sitting there in March in San Diego with my friend Thais. She's also been on the podcast. And we were talking about the podcast and what I was doing with it and my vision and my hope and all those kind of fun things. And Thais owns a PR agency in LA. And she was like, oh my gosh, I actually have some really incredible guests for you. And so she started booking guests. She has my calendar link. So you'll hear from some of her amazing people. You've already heard from some of them, May, Vera, some just incredible women who have been on the podcast. From them being on the podcast, again, the podcast that I did not want to create, I had one of my guests, she writes for Forbes, and we had a great time. We had a great time on the podcast. And she's like, hey, could you actually come train my community? Great, I would love to. From going and training her community, again, she was like, I loved everything you had to say. I'd love to feature you in Forbes. Okay, so I have wanted to be in Forbes since 2011 when I started blogging. My very first blog, Drunken Disasters, Culinary Masters, it still exists somewhere on the internet. I might have the login for that somewhere. But I did bar and restaurant reviews. I was freshly 21, living in a tourist town. It was great. I loved it. So from there, I was like, man, I want to do this full time. This is where my passion is. This is exactly what I want to do. And so I worked so hard. I was making killer strides in business. And I was like, I want to be in Forbes. But it is only when I did the thing that God told me to do that I did not want to do that I landed in Forbes. And I landed in Forbes talking about him and talking about this podcast. I had an opportunity to be in Forbes and to talk about this podcast in particular, which is, we're always talking about Jesus on here. And I'm like, God, I laughed a little bit the day the article came out. It was right around my wedding anniversary. And I'm laughing. I'm like, oh my gosh, the Lord is so funny. It is his timing. It is 100% his timing. If I had been in Forbes many years ago, it wouldn't have been for this. I wouldn't have been talking about him. But now here I am in Forbes, not once, but twice now, giving the glory back to Jesus, giving the glory back to God for doing the thing that I didn't want to do. This thing that I did not want to do, but I did anyway, got to bring him glory in one of the biggest business publications in the world. That's what I want. That's what I want to encourage you with today. I know I just told you these two stories, and we could be here for a very long time. But when the Lord has called you to do something, even if you don't want to do it, you have no idea what he is going to do with that obedience. And I have a couple of verses here that talk about obedience, and I don't want to leave those with you. So Deuteronomy 28:2 says, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you shall listen to the voice of the Lord your God. It says, right, all these blessings will come to you. They are going to overtake you. You're going to be overwhelmed with blessings if you listen to the voice of the Lord. I love that. I'm like, oh, so good. It is so good. I love that verse so much. I literally have a bunch here, and I won't read them all. We should not. If I did, we'd be here forever. James 4:7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Hebrews 12:9, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? I love that. Okay. I'm like scrolling. I have so much. And then again, Philippians 2, 12 through 18. This one's really long. I'm going to read it really quick. It says, why, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the middle of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yes, and if I be offered on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you. For the same cause also do you joy and rejoice with me. Friends, the Lord is asking you to be obedient to the thing he has called you to do. And when you do it, when you take radical obedience, and I'm reading this book right now. Where is it? On my desk. It's Lisa Turkhurst, What Happens When Women Say Yes to God and Walk in Faith. And there's a whole section in here on radical obedience. Like, it really has just been so heavy on my heart to be radically obedient. And somebody told me, I want to say a year and a half ago, they said delayed obedience is still disobedient. And so I've really learned over the last year and a half, we can even say the last 6 years, ever since I moved to Georgia, to really, like, when the Lord tells me to jump, when he pushes me in a direction, I don't have to wait for 342 confirmation. That's what he's telling me to do. The Lord always, and I feel like he's really generous, because I always want to check myself, Lord, am I doing this out of my flesh, or am I doing it because you've called me to it? I want to make sure this is really from you. And again, I don't need 342 confirmations, just give me one. And it never, ever fails when I ask, Lord, okay, just confirm this from you and not me operating out of my flesh. He will send somebody, there will be a sermon, there will be the verse of the day on my phone, whatever it is, the newest Bible study in verse 5, like whatever it is, it will always confirm what the Lord has told me to do. And then I don't have to hesitate. I can just take a step, and I don't have to know A through Z. I don't need to know how the Lord is going to use my obedience. It could be for absolutely no other reason other than to test my obedience. That could be it. That could be it. And that's fine with me. But I've learned to just step, just take a step forward with whatever it is he's going to do. Whatever it is, I'm just going to do it. Because I know, as Deuteronomy said, blessings will come. And I think, and I don't do it for the blessing, but I know even if God, like, can look at me and be like, well done, good and faithful servant, like, that's good. That's blessing enough for me. And so I want to encourage you, if the Lord has called you to do something, if he has nudged you in a direction, if he has already confirmed it for you, even just once, take the step. Take the step, because you never know what is going to come from that obedience and how the Lord is going to use you in this season. So I hope you have an incredible Monday. I will see you all on Wednesday. I'm excited. We have a really fun guest coming on. I'm going to get my husband to come on, and we're going to have a chat about getting your husband to buy into your vision. I talked about that a little bit today, but we're going to talk about getting your husband to buy into your vision. So I'm very excited, because it's difficult, I think, especially when the Lord has called us to do something and we're supposed to act on it, but maybe our husband's not fully there yet. And so how do you submit to your husband, but also still submit to the Lord and what he's called you to do? Him and I are going to have that conversation on the podcast, and I am excited to share that with you. So I will see you all Wednesday with my hubby. Bye, friends. Hey, friend, what a joy it has been to share today's journey with you. If you found a spark of inspiration or a nugget of wisdom that resonated, would you bless someone else by sharing this episode with them? It could be the encouragement they need to step into their purpose and calling. Also, if you could spare a moment to leave a review, it would mean the world to me. I really appreciate your feedback, and it really helps our community grow. Remember, the road to discovering God's call for you isn't one you have to walk alone. So join me again next Monday for another episode where we'll continue to explore the depths of leadership and the heights of our heavenly calling. Until then, keep seeking, keep growing, and keep trusting in his plan. God bless you, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye, friend.